Governor Andrew Cuomo's running mate, Lieutenant Governor candidate Kathy Hochul, is explaining why she now feels differently about undocumented immigrants. Hochul, the former Erie County clerk, once wanted to turn suspected immigrants in the country illegally over to federal authorities. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Hochul, who's been meeting privately with key Latino leaders, says it was a different time and place back in 2006 when she was Erie County clerk and opposed to then-Governor Elliot Spitzer's plan to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Hochul says she threatened to turn in those suspected of being in the country illegally, partly because her husband, a U.S. attorney, was working on anti-terrorism measures, and Buffalo is located on a key border site with Canada.
It is that context as a national security matter that I didn't feel that I could properly give a license to someone when I didn't know what was going to happen, because that license allows them to get on a plane, and God only knows where they would go with that.
Hochul says she now supports the DREAM Act 100%. It would give college aid to children of undocumented immigrants. The lieutenant governor candidate also says she is not a bank lobbyist in her position at M&T Bank, but she says she's quitting the job at the end of the month, confident of her chances of winning the election. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.